Blog Talk Radio.
Onto your cock and balls, and be prepared to have your brain blown out of your cranium with 2 hours of hot molten fucking metal. It's time for the Metal Injection Live Cast, brought to you by MetalInjection.net.
I'm told that we just had a near shart in the room.
Yeah, it was great. I was able to stop it. I've got pretty good sphincter control,
it was a pullback.
Warning! Metal Injection advises you cover your ears while listening to us, for we will give you awesome flu.
You might get a short attack.
Welcome, everybody, to another all-new edition of the Metal Injection Livecast. You can hear that I am not sick. I have recovered from a little...
You won't be vomiting on yourself this week, Rob?
I can't guarantee that.
Because we got our audience used to that last week. You might be under pressure to perform this week.
It's going to be hard. I'm not going to drink this week.
Just
feel a little better. It's the first day I'm feeling all right.
For those of you who missed the show last week, Rob vomited into his own beard and proceeded to continue finishing his sentence as if nothing had happened.
I'm a fucking pro, all right? there was a fucking live podcast to do.
As if there wasn't a long, thin line of vomit drool hanging from his facial hair.
And then to make it even better, he wiped it all up with paper towels and just left the paper towels in the middle of the table.
So Sid was about to throw up.
I felt like vomit. And like 10 minutes later, I'm like, wait.
I care about the earth. I felt like I might vomit again. I didn't want to waste another paper towel.
Oh, okay.
So I had that paper towel there. I mean, it makes perfect sense.
To make the whole room throw up and waste dirty paper.
But yes, last week I was really, really sick.
A lot of things happened.
And it was very uncomfortable. But I think
for us.
Well, true. How are you guys dealing with it?
After you threw up, you were fine. I was saying you should have done it at 10:01.
That's true. Like, I did feel instantly better for like 15 minutes, but then crashed again. Yeah. But the funniest thing was I got sick, and then the weekend after I got sick, this whole swine flu thing blew up.
Oh, did your mother go nuts with
that? Oh my God. My mom calls me up. First of all, I was taking a nap.
A nap.
I'm shocked.
Well, I mean, I was really sick, so I felt like if I took a nap, I might feel better. She called me 6 times. I was like I was just like, maybe if I just don't pick up, she'll get it.
Right.
But no, she'll get it that I'm like sleeping. But no, it's quite the opposite because she thinks that like I'm dead. That's why I'm not picking up the phone. So like maybe if somebody finds my body, like she's helping people find my body by constantly calling my phone.
Follow the ring.
She called me that night.
You're kidding me.
Because he wasn't picking up the phone.
Sid, you made the fatal mistake of giving her
your
phone number.
I didn't give her a fucking thing.
I honestly have no idea. Yeah, why would I give her your number? Why would I want that?
My cell phone number is not
your iPhone, Rob.
Yeah. Robert, I hacked into the police computer and I looked up all Sid's in cross-reference to your zip code.
Well, how many Sids are there in Brooklyn? I mean, let's be honest.
You did not know I was forensic expert.
But she calls me up. She's like, you know, I hear it on the news. They tell me that there is a swine flu and well, all the symptoms are what you told me you have. Mom, I just said I have a cold. Go, turn on Channel 12. Turn on Channel 12 right now. They're going to talk about it in 3 minutes. you should listen. Make sure. I'm like, Mom, I'm not getting up. I'm not getting out of bed. Leave me alone. Robert, it's a city!
She's relentless, man.
Yeah, and I was like, all right, I'll go on the computer. What do you mean you'll go on the computer? Like, I'll look it up on a website.
Websites might have swine flu.
Yeah, it might be infected. You might get a virus.
Here, you heard, Mom? I'm on the computer. That was me on the computer.
Yeah, it was basically just like, oh, it's fine. Well, I don't have it. It's just in Mexico. There were six people in New York that got it in the school. I don't know how they got it. But you were in L.A. and you got this from there, baby. And, you know, it says. I'm like, Mom, I was in L.A. like 3 weeks ago. Like,
L.A.? Was that where it was?
Well, she assumes that someone from Mexico ran to L.A.
Yeah, all Mexico.
And coughed on me.
But you know what I think it is? Because she watches those Russian channels.
Yeah.
Like here in New York, we have the cable has like...
So it's a block of four channels.
Right? Four channels is four more than any other part of the country has. And then there's like a three Pakistani channels. Like they have channels for every single ethnic group. So I'm picturing the newscast on the Russian...
Oh, okay.
I don't know how to speak Russian, but swine flu is everywhere. Run. Go hide under your table.
The only protection is to continually watch this news program. This is the only way.
And now, electro music.
Oh, and no. The best thing was I went to visit them a few days ago, and I was still a little sick.
Right.
And every time I sneezed, my mother made me go wash my hands. Every time
she was also wearing a surgical mask.
I don't know what you have.
Every time I blew my nose, she made me go wash my hands. I was like, relax.
Robert, why are you out of your bubble? Get back in your...
So that was my week with swine flu.
Yeah, but that Russian channel is not that far off from what the American channels were saying about it. You know,
well, like, they need something to talk about, you know.
I guess,
but I feel like the FCC is not doing their job when it comes to news programming. It's just news entertainment.
What are they supposed to do?
Be like, hey, you're not contributing to society.
Well, I don't think that's what the FCC would do, though.
I know. Maybe the public should just be like, hey, news, you suck.
Well, I think they shouldn't allow like one company to own eight stations so that there's no alternative to crappy news.
Yeah, I guess the cable owners, when they have a part.
That's really the problem. Yeah.
I like how they're reporting on it. It's so like doomsday and apocalyptic, and it makes me laugh.
Oh, well, it's great.
Well, it makes
comedy.
You laugh, yeah. No, but like... It
doesn't make your mom laugh.
Yeah, exactly.
It
like
just
my mom.
The end.
My mom has a very poor sense of humor, so she doesn't find things like that funny.
Well, like, that's not funny. You say I have no sense of humor.
Yeah, but you know what's funny? Like, she'll be like a dick to me, and I can't think of like a specific example. And I'm like, why would you say that? She's like, boss, everybody makes jokes. You make jokes. I don't make jokes. I'm like, that wasn't a joke. You were being a dick.
That wasn't a joke. You hit me with a frying pan. That's funny. You never saw Three Stooges.
She's probably just angry at you because you always make fun of her.
Maybe.
No, he makes fun of her out of love. Come here, I want to slap you on the head like Benny Hugh.
But we have a great show today.
We have a special guest?
Yes. Well, two special guests.
Well, not that special.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Maybe in the special ed sense of the word.
But,
no, not you.
Metal Mishra. Oh, well,
oh, we
Jenny.
A guest that's here right now.
Our token black guy.
Yeah.
Jenny.
What?
She looks like she came right from Rikers Prison. She has a Rikers outfit, a jail outfit.
She's wearing listen, honestly, we know how you really look, so don't take this as an insult, but you look like you weigh 300 pounds.
I know, that's what I love.
You look
it.
Like you're wearing a fat suit.
Yeah,
like one of those sumo.
And I like to puff it out.
Oh,
like
my God.
Just wear like eight sweaters underneath it.
Be careful, you almost lifted your whole shirt
up. Is it a Champion brand?
It's okay.
Champion.
What is JCVD here? What was that accent?
Champion.
Champion. Hey, wait, he's calling in.
That's what I always wear. I like it. Champion. But other than Jenny, we have a few special guests coming in today. Metal Mishra and Sinister Sasha, the Moscow
have they been?
I'm not sure, but they said they have something like very important they need to get up their chests.
Okay, like 50 pounds?
Or their hair.
Probably hair, yeah, probably hair.
50 pounds of hair.
And also, speaking of swine flu, Mrs. Divitelli was flipping out about swine flu all week.
Now, what, can I break in here for a second?
Sure.
What, I mean, she hasn't been on the show since week two, so you should really remind everyone who she is.
Well, Mrs. Divitelli is my landlady, and she gave me this good deal on my apartment, and she assumes that because she did that, like, I owe her something.
Right.
So she just, like...
You give her sex.
No, no. No, she's an old woman. She's a widow.
The dust off the pussy.
No,
She's a guilt, guys.
No. No, she knows I have a show, so she just, whenever she feels like it, she thinks she can just come on the show, or, like, this week she sent in a bunch of PSAs about... I mean, I guess she knows some radio people, but we're going to play those. Yeah, no, she definitely knows some radio people.
I think was for Sid's third fart. Is it?
Second. The middle one was...
It was pulled back.
Yeah.
For fear of a shark.
It got an incomplete.
Okay.
But, yeah, no, she has submitted some PSAs.
Well, she won out right
now. I guess we could...
Wait, you talking to me?
From Mrs. Divitelli.
Well, for one thing, close your freaking legs already. You go around making love all over the city. You know you gotta freaking catch something. I don't care if it's the HIV or influenza or any of these other things or swine flu. Doesn't matter. Keep your freaking legs closed.
There you go. Some very touching advice.
She cares.
She does.
She's an old Jewish bat.
We'll be playing those throughout the show, so...
Jenny, are you a Jewess? Are you a Jewess? No?
No.
Get out of here. No, get out of here. We're kosher.
Where's the broom?
It's Shabbos. You can't interact with any...
No.
Oh, wow. And you're dating a Jew.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that?
I don't know. We never really... It's not an issue.
How does your family feel about that?
I don't know.
How about
his family?
Do they know that he's Jewish?
You know, what?
Do they know that he's Jewish?
Yeah.
Just making sure.
What? Oh, you can hear me talking to you.
You know why you can't hear anything?
She tried to smoke the headphone plug. Like a black joint, man.
That's why she heard my fart so clearly, because she wasn't here.
Next time, fart into the mic, then she'll hear it.
Oh, well.
Mic is on, everybody at home. Don't worry.
Hi.
Oh, and her headphones are on, too. That's fine. Okay. Other than that, we're going to do another edition of one of the most favorite segments here on the show, Trash It or Thrash It.
Thrash it or trash it.
Well, whatever. Whichever way you want to take it.
It's really, it should be trash it or trash it, because we never thrash anything.
This is true.
The only thing we thrashed was Josh Effing Groban.
There's been a few things, I think.
It started as trash, ended as trash.
It's thrash it or Sid trashes it.
Yes.
Yes. I don't have the sound effects.
Awesome.
Oh.
So I seem to have deleted
it. Let's just reenact
what?
It.
Noah, you
what?
Have it, right? No, I haven't.
Are you serious?
Well, I don't see the thing with my iTunes.
Yeah, you got so much great music in there.
It usually moves it to the iTunes directory, so I deleted it off my desktop.
And that's fascinating radio.
But,
we need someone to do sound effects on here.
Tool.
And,
No, Tool is worth saving. Come on,
no,
I know, Sid hates
not.
Tool also.
I don't hate them, I just think they're extremely overrated.
I like the first one.
Yeah.
It's the fun police.
Yeah.
They're here to have fun.
They're here to bring us some.
Thrash it or trash it.
There we go.
Thrash it or trash it.
Trash it or trash it.
No, say it's sexy.
I trash Rob's sound effect ability.
What? What was that?
That was White Zombie.
Oh, boy.
Was that like a remix of this thrash it or trash it intro. All
right, it's been trashed already. What did it cut off? What happened?
This is White Zombie.
Right, we got that. How did it get to White Zombie?
You have a Wu-Tang song on there? What the hell? Why not?
It's awesome.
Let's
what?
Yo,
I never ever called to ask you.
Wow, we have a caller.
Yeah. You know what I want to hear, right?
What you want to hear?
I want to hear that Wu-Tang
song. Wu-Tang again?
Again and again.
All right.
I know every word to the first Wu-Tang album. Every word.
Every metalhead knows
it. It might be a remix, but it just is on the first Wu-Tang.
Sing it.
The first Wu-Tang album is the unofficial, it's the unofficial official metalhead rap album.
Yeah. Well, rumor is that Trent Reznor produced it.
I didn't know that.
Like an urban legend.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
You know, when I went to, I don't remember what year it was.
Like
but
Kevin Campbell.
Lollapalooza, one year, Wu-Tang.
Yeah, I was
headlined
there that year. And some topless white chick jumped off stage.
The funniest thing about that, Method Man, because he's on stage, right? It's a great show, whatever. And he's like, We ain't never done a rock show, son. Y'all niggas is fucking crazy, son. Y'all niggas is crazy. And he started crowd surfing. He jumped in the crowd. And I never seen no crazy nigga like y'all before.
He is the best. He is the best.
Yeah, we salute Method Man.
That was when ODB was still alive.
Yeah.
It was, what, 96?
When did he die? He died in
well,
the
he died recently, yeah. Recently-ish. Within the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Soundgarden,
see,
and Rancid, and the Ramones.
By the way, if there is a metalhead code right now, it says you like Method Man and hate Metallica.
I'm with it.
That's the code.
I guess I'm a metalhead.
Ow.
The metal injection.
Rash it.
Yeah,
I
don't think call us up if anyone disagrees with if you're hating on Wu-Tang, right?
Yeah, then you're just like closed-minded.
Six.
This is probably one of the most flawless hip-hop records of all time.
Call us up and tell us how closed-minded you are.
It's
646-929-4357. Keep talking over the number. I'll try again. I'm just kidding. 646-929-1357.
The last flawless hip hop album that's been released, the most recent one, the Black
Realize
album by Jay-Z.
Meh.
Oh, dude.
Meh.
99 Rick Rubin.
Okay, I like that one song, but as an album, it is not all
that. Get that dirt off your shoulder.
That's a good song.
Encore.
I'm not into that song.
Flawless beginning to end.
Meh.
Lyrics.
Meh.
And I would never like Jay-Z.
Meh.
But that album is fantastic.
You don't like Hard Knock Life?
Eh. Never really liked them.
Ben Cynic.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
This is certain.
You.
Wow.
Oh, what happened?
We took
I fucked it up. I thought it was the volume, but it wasn't.
We trashed Noah.
Done.
Well, in all fairness, we have to point out that Noah had 7 days of wild sex with Dave Mustaine.
Yeah.
Oh, how was
that?
He was a little cocky last week.
Cocky.
A little cocky.
He was very cocky.
Right
very
inside
cocky.
Noah.
Did he boo cocky? Any
lots,
of that?
Lots of cockies. Let's
did
say
you
that.
Boo his cocky?
Did any boo cocky?
A lot.
Did you have to take Dave Ellison too? did he get in the line?
Isn't there a Jewish guy in that band like Marty Rosenstern or something?
Marty
Feldman.
Marty Rosenstern. Did you hook up with him?
I wish.
How about Kay Elliott Greenberg?
Metal injection after dark.
It's six parts. Does it count as metal injection after dark?
It's after dark stains on my underpants.
Metal injection after short.
Oopsie.
Oh my god, that's a joint.
Whoa, Jenny is like the joint fairy, and I don't mean like bones.
Wasn't that your nickname in high school, Rob?
I didn't smoke weed in high
I think
school.
That's not what I mean, motherfucker.
That's why she's wearing that huge sweatsuit, because she's smuggling weed.
Yeah.
She's got rows of joints.
She's going to LaGuardia Airport.
Who you kind of look like? The Michelin man? Michelin? The Michelin man?
The Michigan man?
That M dude.
That man.
Can you look at my muffler after we get out of here?
Michelin is only tires.
Oh, sorry.
Can I tell you, I don't even give a shit about this. The other day I was driving, and these two guys were following me for the longest time.
Were you wearing that?
This on, and I was like, alone with people. It's just weird. And then I realized that I was like the coolest chick in the world because I had a mega joint to like get out of my hand.
And the two guys were police officers.
Yeah, they were undercover cops. Yeah.
Tango and Cash. Both following you.
Yeah.
Do you dress like that like because the kids at school try to molest you and stuff?
Well, you missed this whole discussion before. Tell us. Give our listeners the story of the weird fetishists.
Please talk into the mic. Don't move your head away.
I did miss this.
Put the mic down. It scares me when you come at me.
Oh, that's what she said.
Metal injection after dark.
Yeah. Slower. Got our first teddy bear of the season.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Such girls.
And
give the mic head. No, really, that's what they say and to do in the radio.
Okay, and. So the next, not lately, not today, but the rest of the week, and one of my kids just was obsessed with my feet. He just couldn't stop staring at them. And
How old are your kids?
6th, 7th, and 8th grade.
Okay. Wow. All right. Yeah, hormones are raging.
So he was just like, "Miss, I love your toes."
Oh, is it an Italian kid or?
No, because
he kind of used. Oh, you kind of did a Guido voice on that one. I love your toes.
Sorry. No.
No cheese or nothing. Ain't no
Gorgonzola. Don't like my mother.
No Gorgonzola up in there.
So, but he's just a pain in the ass, this kid. So, and he just kept going to touch him, and I was like, kick it. I was like, get the F away from my feet. It's just weird. So, no,
he was 21,
all
right?
The place. It's ridiculous. So finally, I was like, if you just shut up and just sit down, and at the end of the period, I'll let you touch them. So then I
real?
Wow.
Could you imagine if we had teachers like this and we were...
I wish.
Miss, could I... Just one titty. Could I feel one titty?
You have to be quiet.
Shut up for the class. I'll let you feel me.
Behave yourself,
kids. Because all the other kids were really grossed out by it. Like, they were like... Dude, you're gross. What's wrong with you?
They haven't hit puberty yet.
Little do the rest of them know. You start with the feet. You work your way up.
Yeah.
There's a question. Was he left back 17 times?
No, he's actually a 6th grader, and he's like a tiny little kid.
Wow. Oh, you checked?
I don't like jokes like that.
In case anybody from the Board of Education is listening right now,
my kids get away with murder, but as soon as they say something sexual towards me or any way, it's like, I don't like jokes like that. And they're like, all right, I'm sorry.
I think I hit a nerve, man.
No, I mean my... I do not touch children.
You touch weed.
Shut up, man.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, let me tell you, honestly, if they tested...
Most teachers.
Listen.
You
would be, half of the Department of Education would be fired.
Yeah, but you work in the New York City educational system. They're lucky you're only doing weed.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's like all the students
exactly.
That I work in.
I never was an everyday pot smoker until about 4 months into my first year. I was like, I can't deal with it. So
now,
I smoke. I love it.
Yes, we can tell by that 40-foot joint.
I'm a productive person. I pay all of my bills. Wow. I go on vacations. I have a very nice life, and I'm a fan.
Well, you gotta brag, yo.
Yeah, really.
My
Fuck
life
you.
Is awesome, and I get high.
You
what
suck.
A what motherfucker?
What's the downside?
Yeah.
You know, I do a very good job, and whatever.
Listening to the sound of a woman going down on herself.
I had a friend that was somehow ridiculously got out of school, like teaching, got a teaching degree when she was 23 or 22 or something. She was already a full-fledged teacher by 23. And she was telling me there's like 14-year-old kids in her fifth grade class, like, that were molesting her. Like, they're bigger than her and, like, touching her tits and stuff.
I have 17-year-olds in my eighth grade class.
So how's that possible?
Whoa, a 17-year-old?
Because they get left, because they're fucking stupid. They don't.
But at that point, don't you just stop
playing?
Like,
a little bit, yeah. Like, do they have to kick you out after a while?
Well, this is the thing. Most of the ones that are 17 are, you have to be 17 to drop out. And usually they push you to get your GED.
Right.
But some of them are on the 16-year-old. Stop partying.
I can't help it. It's like speed bumps.
It's distracting.
Where do you see the river of shit that's going to run down his leg in a minute?
Oh, God.
Most of them have to attend school as part of their probation.
Jesus Christ.
So you have these stupid motherfuckers that you want them to stay home because they're such little dicks, but they have to go to school because they have to follow the rules of their probation.
All you want them to do is just stand up in class and say,
"Yo, teacher, yo, come here. You got nice feet. Let me holler at you. Let me holler at you, ma. Yo, ma, what's good with them toenails?
Yo, ma, did you just go get a mani-pedi,
ma? You got
covered up shits in A1 sauce?
Yeah.
Yo, put some hot sauce.
Yo, I seen her first, son.
Yo,
why you tripping for?
You.
Okay.
We meet at the middle.
Yo,
no,
the bitch got 10 toes.
Yo, miss, a baby just fell out of me.
How'd that happen? That shit ain't mine.
I ain't mine, son.
They're so gross. And they're so ill.
This yours?
Why that baby touching your foot, miss?
Ew.
Yo, miss. Is your foot the daddy of this baby?
Why you be foot fucking my little sister, yo?
Yo, why you having foot, baby? I'm going to put you to the border, Ed, son.
Yo, I know border, Ed. That dude is mad wicked, son.
All of a sudden, we're in Boston.
You wicked hind.
What the fuck are you doing?
I don't know.
Yo, like, miss.
Way to ruin the whole thing.
Fuck! Your feet look wicked good. Come here.
We get to park the car.
Your foot can park a car.
To pack my thing inside of your fourth and fifth toe. Come here. I ain't freaking playing.
I want the 1 and 2. You could have the... Fuck those digits. Fuck them.
What, are we going to have a treeway here? A treeway?
Yo, I don't like fucking no trees.
Yeah.
But Jenny likes smoking them.
Metal Injection live cast.
It's out of control. It's
you can call us
right
at 646-929-1357. Share your worst impersonation with us.
Oh, God, wicked. That was a wicked, wicked impersonation.
Oh, man.
Yesterday, this one kid kept asking me what nationality I was.
I just did that. Sorry. You ain't a Jew, right?
Oh, you just did.
You ain't a Jew, right? I don't want to toe fuck you if you're a Jew.
So
I have to toe fuck you to a sheet.
That shit's wicked nasty.
So he's going through, and I'm like, he's like, what are you? What are you?
You're Jamaican, right?
I'm like, I'm Greek, I'm Italian. And he goes, God bless. That's a nice name.
Wait, this was a student, or this was just a guy?
No, it was one of my seventh grade students. God bless. I was like, shut up.
Did he have his Class C trucker license yet?
Aiming high for the kids there. Aiming high.
Kid, he's like 28.
God bless.
He relinquished his kid title when he started macking it to a 25-year-old. Come here.
I still haven't been able
God
to do that.
God bless you for calling me 25.
What are you? I don't even know. How old are you?
Older.
Ben?
25.
26.
This one guy.
I turned 30 this year.
Oh, man.
This one bump came up to me and a bunch of people.
It's horrific.
Are you guys talking about
it's
that?
It's a downer.
You're so depressed.
We don't care about your story, Ralph.
That was me in 2004, so fuck both of you.
Oh.
Smoke that shit.
All right, Ralph.
This one Terry
lost the election.
Me and a bunch of people. He was like, "Excuse me, could you spare some change?"
Mm-hmm.
And we were all like, "No." He's like, "Well, you know, I won't be rude. I'll take a dollar." Like, it's a good one. Get the fuck away from me.
I was getting off the vape. Wait, no. What's the exit right after the? No, after the bridge.
Is it relevant?
Yes, it is.
What
I'm getting
bridge?
Off the Ford Hamilton Parkway exit off the bow.
Everyone at home knows what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Highway in Brooklyn, in like an upper middle class kind of area. And there's this white fucking guy who's in, regular clothes. He's dressed kind of like a worker, but he doesn't look like he doesn't have money.
She doesn't like white guys.
And he's walking down begging people for money, and he's like, I need some cash. Just give me some fucking money. And I'm like,
what's
this guy's problem? And I'm like, dude. That's not the way to do it.
I like that she says that it was a white guy. Like, if it was a black guy, you'd be expecting that, you know.
At least if it was a black guy, you could do a dance.
Oh. You know, there's a guy, oh my God, there's a guy on the train that takes the Q train over here. And this is the scariest shit. If you're ever on the train with this guy, he starts out normally, and he's like, "Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, I'm homeless. My family is homeless. I'm trying to take care of my family. Please have mercy on me. I have HIV. I have been in the shelters for 7 years." And then if like he'll go up to each person and go, like, "Have some money." If they go, "No, I'll fucking spit on you. Give me some money."
Does he take a syringe and he's like?
I've never seen a syringe, but he's always like. He says he does the same shit every time. Everyone sees him, they start walking to the other car, because he's like. HIV spit on you.
Oh.
And that's his way of getting money. And I give him money. I'm not stupid, you know.
That is unbelievable. That is a good business model, though. I mean, like, from our perspective, it's disgusting.
It's terrorism.
Fear. Fear.
It really is very low-tech terrorism. It's the same principle.
Yeah, pretty much. That's true. He's a terrorist.
Fucked up.
What?
Do you have weed on you?
Yeah.
During the break, we'll have weed for all.
But one thing that bothers me on the train, there's this one guy, this one old man, and he comes on the train, he has a shopping cart, and in the fucking shopping cart, he has an amp. It's like a...
The little Russian guy?
Yes!
Yeah, I know him.
It's a Russian guy, and he starts playing trumpet, and yes, I've seen him.
It's so loud!
He plays, like, those play-along with the music
records. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He has, like, a mini-disc player, he's playing a song, and then he plays the trumpet. And he plays...
Row Your Boat.
No, he plays What a Wonderful World.
Yeah,
there's
really
not many
badly.
Things,
but just in life that depress me more than that. Because I look at those guys, and I see my dad.
Aww.
I'm like, because my dad's a Russian guy of that age, so like I
and
see
he
him
plays
like,
the trumpet on the trains really loud.
Well,
it's
like,
him.
But at the same time,
he was
like,
being literal. That really is his dad. Look at that guy, and I see my dad.
Like, dad, get out of here.
Dad, here's a quarter. All right, Jesus Christ.
Call me later.
Stop embarrassing me, Pop.
No, but I think it's so rude because it's like, even if you had the best noise. Canceling headphones, it would still bleed through. Right. You would just hear this, just like as loud as possible.
Would people be applauding?
No,
like
there was no applause though. And no vocals. No vocals.
Nothing like this.
I say we get on the train and sing along.
It's like
with them.
It's like way more depressing.
Telling us to shut up.
Dude,
what's your problem? I'm trying to get through these noise-canceling headphones here. I can't do it if you're distracting me. Yeah. I'm going to another car. Fuck you. Pascula.
HIV from that other problem.
I'm going to spit on you with my HIV.
Honestly, like, I've had visions of myself getting up really loud, just going... Can you stop it?
Take his fucking trumpet and turn it into a pretzel.
I really want to just get up. Like, nobody cares, all right?
Let's say it in Russian so we understand what you're saying.
I'm picturing Rob fucking, like, turning into the Hulk and his shirt ripping off, you know. Robert,
it's not a wonderful world at all!
Robert Pezvani with a mild-mannered web development. But only one thing would... instrumental trumpet music.
Such a wonderful world, you wouldn't have to play the fucking trumpet on a subway.
Yeah, really.
It'd be a way more wonderful world if you shut the fuck up.
You'd have a job.
I'm playing it ironically.
Damn those Russian hipsters.
It's a terrible world. Everything's. It's a terrible world.
That and parents who have their kids on the train,
yeah,
whose kids are just like yelling, just like acting out.
Like you do.
I
the cramp in your fucking seat.
He's like, that's my job.
So I'll
then I have to out yell their kid. I hate it.
They have noise canceling headphones on. So you can't even annoy them. To all our listeners who live in Canada or Oklahoma or Texas, who live 50 miles from the next house, you don't know how lucky you are.
Yeah, sometimes you don't realize just like how little private space you have in living in like a big city like New York.
Even in your swimsuit area.
It's true. Like
right
there,
the
streets are crowded.
Wait, we got a second show going on here.
yo, miss, can I see your swimsuit area, miss? Yo. It's summertime's coming up, miss.
Jenny's junior high school after dark.
Yo, miss, you wear a one-piece or a two-piece, miss?
Yo, mom, yo, miss.
I got you a Victoria's Secret gift certificate, miss. Can we go shopping at the mall? Come on, miss.
Yo, miss, I got Trojan ends. Extra large, miss.
I got a couple of outfits for you to try on, miss. Come on. Go to the fourth grade girls' bathroom.
Oh, miss, I dropped some ketchup on your foot. Let me lick it off for you.
Wait, why don't you bend over and wipe it off? You know, you see...
Jenny's high school after time.
Yo, miss, I got my extra credit report. It's right here in my pants. Can you get it for me? I worked really hard on it.
You get an A+.
After time.
I don't know if you, maybe I'm just imagining it, but I've been noticing a lot more stories about female teachers molesting children in school.
What's up with that?
If you're a man and you want to molest children, you become a priest.
Right.
If you're a woman, you just become a teacher.
But it makes me wonder, like, I don't think that the actual incidence of that has gone up. Probably this was going on forever.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
And it's just more scrutiny of it now,
yeah,
you know, because of the internet and all that.
So yucky.
You don't have to call out every one of its farts. It's going to happen.
Should we just start a fart counter?
Ring the bell. Let's work out a record here. It's like six in
it's
one segment.
Green mist in the room. It's coming out of Sid's ass.
Sid has a record.
Along with the green mist coming out of the joint.
Sid's going to be... Sid just signed with Gay Christ Records. He's got a fart album coming out.
It makes me laugh.
That last one was actually a queef.
All right, this is officially a train wreck.
Too much air coming out of my dick hole.
A cock queef? Is that what you're saying, yeah, Sid?
Is that possible?
Well, if it could come out your tussie, why can't it come out? A few weeks ago, Jenny was on the show and referred to her private as a tussie.
Well, the area between her pussy and her tushy.
No, we clarified it. It was her vagina was the tussie.
Oh, of course.
Well, I don't know why that's cleaner than pussy. But
it's because it's a different letter.
Tushy.
Yeah, it's
so we couldn't figure out if you meant tushy or pussy.
Deodorant called tushy.
Tussy.
Oh.
There's another. No, do you know there's a feminine deodorant, vagina deodorant called SSY? You heard of that?
Oh, boy. I thought that stood for sexy snatch yogurt.
No, it's good. That's SSY is what you get when you take the PU out of pussy.
Oh.
Oh,
God.
That joke's about 100 years old.
Bad one.
The fart or the joke? injection
after fart.
Oh, sorry. I think it's before, during, and after right now. Oh, time for a breather.
Let's do a little music break.
Yeah.
A little break ski, but before we do the break ski, let's play another one of Mrs. DiVitelli's swine flu PSAs.
And now, another tip on avoiding swine flu from Mrs.
My next tip about swine... This mic smells funny. You, come in here. What is there any swine flu on this goddamn mic? Disgust, I smell it. I smell swine flu. I don't want to get sick. I'm an old lady. It's disgusting. It smells like bacon. Sterilize. Sterilize.
I'm Too many puppies. You're listening to the show that got your older sister pregnant, the Metal Injection Live Cast.
Oh, there we are.
Almost played another song there, didn't you?
The song snuck up on me, man.
Way to go.
That's right.
So we're back, and it's time. It's time.
It's time for Jenny to check her emails.
And while she does that, we
thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
No, no, say it sexually.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
It never gets old.
Nope.
So, thrash it or trash it, in case this is your first time listening, basically, this is our chance. Because, you know, we have a MySpace page. We constantly get emails from bands like, hey, man, you know, check out our band. Give us a chance. And, you know, we really don't have time for that in our personal lives. So we figured, let's bring it on the live cast where some people are listening. And on the air, we will give a live stream of consciousness review from all of us. And then we give it 45 seconds. And if we decide to thrash it, we continue playing it, which is very rare. And if we don't like it, we trash that bitch. And that, thus leading to the title of the show,
Thrash It or Trash It.
Thrash It or Trash It.
Thrash It or Trash It.
No, no, say it's sexily.
Thrash It or Trash It.
Thrash It or Trash It.
Shut up. Hey, my FaceTime, buddy.
How many times have we listened to it and you still don't remember?
Focuses on your sexy voice.
You just told it to say it sexually.
There you go.
Well, our first one is a ringer. Darren recommended his band. He said he's the only person in the world that likes the band, and they're called Space Monkey.
I don't know that I'm the only person that likes them, but I've recommended, just to see if I'm crazy, to other people, and they all unanimously hate it. So I figured you could join the list.
Now we will decide if we
thrash it or
thrash it. Thrash it
or trash it. Thrash it
or trash it. No, no, say it sexily.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
I remember that time. So it's Spaze Monkey, SPAZEMUNKY.
Search engine optimized.
Well, I did have to spell it for them, so that's not.
But nothing else will come up if you search that.
Right, but if you tell your friend, hey, check out my band, Space Monkey.
Right, okay, so it's not spelling optimized, but it is.
So the song we will listen to is going to be a little number called 5-Inch Taint.
Which is a great title. What?
I'm waiting for
the play. Rob doesn't need to adjust the volume through his computer. I could do it myself.
Oh,
I'm going to kill you.
He just doesn't know you. You don't get that. At this point. What you should do is do that.
Oh, I got an
or,
ad.
Or I should just spill liquid on his computer.
What, by the way, so there's no gap. You should load it and then vamp and talk.
But the MySpace player is, I just hit, let me refresh.
I'm saying you should be ready to talk if it doesn't load right away.
I see.
Or give us a cue. And you,
okay, so I'm giving you a cue.
And now I got nothing to say, so fuck you.
Giving you a cue.
Oh! Here we go. Oh, this is bad. I'm following. I have it on my computer. It's not like this.
It sounds like a CD is skipping.
I think it's just the MySpace player doesn't.
Well, if I had never heard them before, I would say trash, because that sounds horrible.
All right, so I guess we can all agree to trash it.
Well, listen, if I play it for you, we'll give it a fair hearing on a real track that's mixed well.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet.
You still won't like it, but at least it'll be a fair hearing.
All right, so the following are all people that left comments on our MySpace page. So
can I break in for a second?
Sure.
What, when you say they leave comments, do they leave spam comments, or do they any of them actually like interact with you?
Well, no, they're mostly spam comments.
You should seek out the ones that actually make an effort to personalize it, and give them like screw the people that just spam every single noise. Next time, I mean, you do what you're gonna do, but.
Guys, you're making me look through all these.
No! Do what you want to do. I'm just saying next time.
Okay.
We should repeat people that don't spam.
Well, I got this one, Raging Gajin.
Thrash it.
RAGENGAGEN. And
does he get that that's like a pun of gay, or is it just an unfortunate coincidence?
I'm assuming it's an unfortunate. They're from Cutbank, what's MT?
Cut
Montana.
Wow. I've been shot.
Ow.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Fuck it up.
And the scene in the city tonight. Looking for you to start a fight.
Ow!
The damn. All right.
Okay. I think it's pretty.
Seek and destroy.
It's pretty clear that they.
The damn. Oh, there it is.
Hey, y'all.
Their heart's in the right place.
This thing
but...
like
yeah, they're all kids.
We just learned this one chord.
room. We're still in the stage where we all imitate James Hetfield.
Yeah, they're all like 12.
That's what everyone did with their first band.
What do they sing about, puberty?
So well, I think that's a trash.
The first band did not imitate James Hetfield.
It's a respectable trash. It's like, it sucks, but I appreciate the effort.
If they were singing about licking their teacher's toes, I think I would thrash it. But
well, you'll miss. You want to listen to my demo tape?
Come here. Let me lick your toes. Give me that song again.
We have an impromptu song parody on the way.
Oh, very professional. Very professional.
Come here. I brought you some prophylactics.
Now, what are the lyrics available for that song anywhere?
No.
Ow! Fall to your knees and bow to the toenail-painted teacher. We're going to school in the city tonight. We can't wait for math class because Jenny looks right. Search and lick and destroy.
All right, this next band says, hey, just so you know, we love you.
Oh.
And they're the...
is it Jenny Stewart?
The UA Betrayal. Y-U...
You... Spell the whole thing out.
Y-U-E-H.
Mm-hmm.
Betrayal.
Isn't that like the Jewish name of God?
That's Yahweh.
Yeah. Maybe that's what they mean, but they just...
Yeah,
and they're dyslexic like me.
They're Ethiopian Jews.
They wanted a search engine optimize it so that when people search for Yahweh,
uh oh.
Sounds sad. You're just enhancing it, Darren. You're just making it.
Sorry. Better. All right. That's not. I don't want to get it to be thrashed when it should be trashed.
Very, very, very trashed.
Toenails.
Thrash it or trash it.
Trash it or trash it.
Sorry. I'm going to wait for this whole thing to play.
Thrash it.
Oh, it's trash it.
Thrash it or trash
it. Yeah.
I think that we. This show would be to offer constructive trashes. For example, if you had to tell the first band something, what would it be? Effort was good.
Effort was good.
Sound was well mixed, decent sound.
Completely unoriginal and...
Only create metal after you've gone through puberty.
I don't know. What about Silverchair?
Only create metal after you've gone through puberty unless you want to marry Natalie and Buclia.
Hey. Well, handsome.
But then a dingo might be your baby.
Oh, so you're saying for pop rock you can do it before puberty. Oh, you just don't make pop rock, period.
Just don't make it at all.
Okay. Now is an elitist.
Our next band is Jaded Heart.
Oh, I hate it already.
I guess they're a glam band.
Uh-huh.
A glam band.
Or something. Their genres are metal, glam, classic rock.
Not anymore.
They're like a glam band, but like 40 years after their
Oh, but they're from Stockholm and Germany.
Oh, so they just got that over there, that trend. Okay. Take a ride on the wild side! Oh, I see what it is.
With his vocals.
Yeah. It's Peter Steele.
No, are you into it?
It's Poison featuring Peter Steele. Oh, no, he went up a little.
Rob, my taste in metal has changed a lot since high school.
Oh, excuse me.
2 years ago you were listening to this, all right? So don't give me that shit.
It was actually last night.
I heard the Power Hour. Can I pause
yeah,
for 1 second?
Not bad.
Let me make a plea here for leniency. I'll tell you why. Let's judge not on what it is.
Oh, this is not that bad. I think I'm kind of digging this.
See?
For what this is supposed to be, I thrash it. I don't like what it's supposed to be.
What's their name?
But what it's supposed to be
band,
is dead on.
The guys in this
Jaded Heart.
The guys in this band are way too old to not have made it yet.
Yeah.
Seriously, give up.
I haven't seen a picture.
They
so
look,
I don't
they're like Def Leppard.
Oh my God, they are so hot.
Hold on, is there a Russian guy playing a trumpet?
It sounds like Winger. It sounds like Winger.
It does.
It
yeah.
Sounds like
it
Winger.
Sounds very professionally done. It sounds like
it's
a real band.
Awful.
Yeah, well, I hate this kind of shit.
No, is into it. See, she's like, oh, what are these?
That's
guys?
What I was saying.
Oh,
but
no.
What it is?
She's only 17.
Their
Noah's favorite song.
Their objective is to get people like Noah wet, and it's working. So there you go.
But Noah lives in a city. Their objective is to get people who go to like the state fair.
Yes. Well, no, but they're from Stockholm.
So what do we say here?
I say modified thrash.
Nope.
So it's trash.
I thrash. I mean, like, I'm not, like, enthusiastically thrash.
If I was a girl, I would like that.
Noah would like it more if she could smell their man scent.
Yeah.
Noah, put your face in Rob's computer and sniff their armpit.
I am going to trash it, but I know if Frank was here, he would give it two thrashes up.
Really?
Because Frank likes shitty music. Oh, I'm saying it, Frank, and you can't.
Are you still angry because he compares your jokes to Rob Mencia's jokes?
Rob, no.
Well,
Carlos Mencia.
Rob
Mencia. Oh, I
fucked
it up.
He called you Rob Mencia.
You are Rob Mencia.
No, Frank keeps calling me Rob Mencia, and I'm like, too far! So now I'm calling you out where you can't talk back, Frank.
You know, Sid would hate. I mean, I know you get along with Frank and all that, but if you were there that day, you would feel about Tool.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a perfect circle listening.
I don't mind
together.
The perfect circle.
Really? Oh, I
no,
thought you would hate them.
They're much more listenable.
Was it Tool?
Yeah.
Was it Tool?
Yeah.
I thought it was perfect circle.
Days. Oh, that's what it feels like when you listen to one fucking song.
Oh! I thought it was Perfect Circle. My
no,
bad.
It was Tool.
Perfect Circle I like.
Hmm. Sounds the same
not
to me.
Bad. No, it's way more like radio friendly. There's actual song structure there. It's not just like, hey, listen to this bass riff for the next half hour. We'll come back, I swear.
What do you know about song structure? You listen to punk music.
Okay, oh! That's That's not all I listen to.
Listen to Wu-Tang.
I don't only listen to power metal either.
Oh.
I don't only listen to power metal.
She
and elf metal. Pirate elf metal, whatever the fuck it is.
Don't interrupt them.
I don't listen to just one genre and all its subgenres. I have different genres.
And I don't just listen to metal. Excuse me.
What
I
else?
Study
oh.
jazz music.
Oh!
What year is this? Jazz music? Are you black? Are you an old black dude? Why do you? Why are you?
Pat Metheny is not an old black
he's
dude.
No, he's an old white
what is he
dude.
Playing at Fox-
he's an old white dude.
Where
exactly.
is he right now? At Foxwoods playing the lounge.
He's half selling at BB King.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
Making,
he's
making
testament.
A ton of money. Yeah, there you go.
All right.
I feel like I'm in an elevator. This is awesome.
I hope this elevator drops right down the shaft.
I have to say, at risk of upsetting Sid, I liked Alex Holmes Trio.
Sure. Yeah.
I've never heard a second of it.
You're listening
to
it.
You're listening to it now.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. But he plays covers of, you know, rock songs and metal songs. Play War Pig.
This is War Pig.
Oh, I thought that was Detroit Rock City.
I changed it.
See, I can't tell. It's all the same.
When does the song start, though?
Huh?
When does the song start,
it
though?
It started already.
No. This is like them warming up.
You see how much he doesn't know about.
Listen, jazz is warming up. That's all it is. No, when they get into the, like, you know, the slow part, it's good. You know, pow, pow, pow,
wait,
pow,
wait,
pow, pow,
slow
pow,
part
pow,
of
pow,
this?
Oh, this is kind of, listen to the drums. You know, it's like a little jazzy. Yes, I have to be in a certain mood. I'll give you that.
I'll get to it. Here it comes.
This is like those funny lounge covers of rock songs.
Sid,
this is like a novelty.
All right, the dentist will see you now.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. I'd be Alex riffing on it, but I like
no
it.
Love from Sid or Dave Mustaine.
Yeah, Dave Mustaine trashed him last week.
In high school, I had a science teacher named Miss Skolnick, and she's a cunt. So the name has a bad connotation to me.
We had a substitute teacher named Mrs. Chastain, and everyone used to call her Mrs. Shitstain. But it became. She was so defeated by it, like she would sit there. Yeah. Well, no. At first, no. But after a while, like people would. Mrs. Shitstain, can I go to the bathroom? And then, okay. She wouldn't even say anything.
We once had a substitute teacher, and one of the kids in the class started a rumor that she stuffed tissues in her bra. She
in
her bra.
And did she?
No, I don't. I have no. It was junior high school, but eventually somebody asked her, and then that's all we would talk about. Like we wouldn't let her get a word in. Just. Talking about her stuff in her bra.
And we've got someone calling
so
in.
So, Jenny, did you stuff your bra? Is that true?
Cheryl.
484, you're on the line.
Hello?
Oh, they hung up.
484, you're off the line.
Thanks a lot, Alex Skolnick Trio. You scared our caller away.
See? He thought that was the hold music, so when it stopped, he hung up on him. What happened?
I thought he just fell asleep. We know that guy.
Alex Skolnick rules.
We know that guy won't be at BB King's with 12 other people.
We got a call.
Hello, you're on the air.
1-1-1-1-1-1-1. You're on the air.
Gets it. Hello.
Hello.
Turn down Alex Skolnick, for God's sake.
Enough.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
He's off the air.
Oh,
what is going on?
Wow. It must be Sean John with his shitty Canadian connect. So he puts it back on. Good job.
No more.
Until we get someone who calls and actually gets through.
It's Alex Skolnick torture.
He's on the line. We're going to torture
wait,
you.
Wait,
Alex
Skolnick's calling. There's nothing else to do anyway. You remember when Dave Hill interviewed those Testament kids?
That was gold.
I love that.
What happened to that guy?
Do you have that? We should even just play that clip right now. Fuck it. That shit is a lot. Yeah, just to set it up while he's getting it. Dave Hill went to a test. And Dave Hill is this really funny comedian that we know and does stuff with us, like little clips. He did the King of Metal where he's like a black metal god. And he's hilarious. Go to his MySpace page. MySpace.com/Dave Hill. Right? Is that what it
yeah.
is? And he just went there and just, like, made fun of Testament fans, basically.
So I'm about to school a bunch of motherfuckers. Let's go. How long you been listening to Testament?
Over 20 years.
Only 20 years? What's your favorite Testament record?
Legacy.
Oh, yeah, that's the first one. Where do you guys live?
From Shelton.
What's your address, though?
New Order definitely turned out.
No, see, you're crazy.
No, that's, in my opinion...
Not even any double kick on that record.
What any double kick?
Not enough. There might as well not be any. You know, maybe we could write the theme song to Everybody Loves Raymond if we take out, like, all the kick drums. Which do you prefer, the New Testament or the Old Testament? Of the people that say, like, well, by the time Practice What You Preach came out, they had, like, totally sold out. A lot of people say that. I'm not saying I'm saying it. Some people
they're wrong.
Say that.
They're
like,
wrong.
Most people would say that.
Yeah. You go look at the website in the archive. And
yeah,
see
search King of Metal Testament.
Gold.
Let's see. Caller.
Caller, you are not on the air.
Yes, you are. Stop. You need confusion.
No. You have to press the button. There you go. Call you were on the air. Hello. Hello. Who is? Why does somebody keep calling up?
It must be us. I think it's we're knocking them off somehow.
No.
Okay.
Thanks, caller.
646-929-1357. Call in and listen to Alex Skolnick on hold. While we...
Caller.
Hang up on you.
I hear you. I hear my echo. I hear you hearing me. Why won't you speak to me?
Actually, I just put an echo on your voice.
Oh, okay. You got me.
I want to trick you.
You're a tool.
All right. Why don't we take a quick music break?
Okay.
And then we'll come back. I'll finish my dips and doodles, and then we'll have.
Is that what you're slobbering on over there?
Maybe not another vomit this
Divitelli
time.
PSA.
Oh, that's a very good point. We will come out with the Ms. Divitelli PSA when we come back from this music break. The Moscow Metal Minute gentleman will be here.
And now, Swine Flu from Mrs. Divitelli.
Stop eating all those goddamn ham sandwiches. What happened to good old olive loaf? A salami? Now there's swine flu because of you. I hope you're happy.
Thank you.
And now, another tip on avoiding swine flu from Mrs. Divitelli.
The very swine flu is make sure that you keep to your own neighborhood. That means don't venture out into any of those other neighborhoods. You know what I'm talking about. The ones with the liquor stores. The dirty, dirty liquor stores. And the prostitutes. You know who lives there. Come on.
Do you like it?
What the bloody is this? This is terrible remix of a song. Did we get better techno remix of our intro?
Much better.
Little bassy.
Let's play some Tetris.
Here we go.
Now you're speaking my language.
Hello, everybody in the television land. What is this?
In the radio? Radio that's not on the radio.
Radio internet land?
Something like that. That's
bro!
Shit.
I am Ed Omisha.
And I am Sinister Sasha.
And we are joined, of course, by our manager in training.
Borya.
Because he always fucks up. Borya! Hello, everybody.
And also our longtime slutty friend, your girlfriend is here.
Oh.
Heda Givervich.
Oh! Hello, honey. Say hello.
I feel like I have this big bougie in my mouth.
Bro, pull
that's
the microphone
like
back out of your lap and let's do the show.
Shut
what,
up.
What
why is this Jenny girl still here?
Cock de la.
No, you are my kind of woman.
You see when I say cock de la, how her eyes light up. And
yes.
That's Russian word, bitch.
It means what? Cock.
Yeah, cock.
Cock.
Speak Russian like a real American person, for God's sake. Cock does not mean something dirty.
Yeah, but get dirty minds.
Who say cock? Who say it?
That's
Heda, don't get jealous. We're saying what?
Excuse me. I would like to ask Heda a question. What part of Russia are you from? Heda is not a Russian name that I know. I would like to know what part.
Kiev.
Okay.
She only needs to know one part of a person.
I am a very suspicious person.
Borya, she does good job, don't worry.
Listen, Borya, this is Kiev's cover story. Everyone,
I get under the table now.
She's from St. Petersburg. Everyone knows this, but we don't like to say it out loud.
You need to tell me these things before.
Now, bro.
Embarrassed.
I've got to bring something up.
Yes.
You are one stupid puddler, let me tell you.
What?
Because, all right, let me give you a backstory. We're on vacation last week in New York. You know, we don't chill here. We don't chill here. We stay. We have the house in L.A. We also go back to New York sometimes and we hang out. And this dumb motherfucker, I told you, do not rip that plane and fly it around. The stupid mother super. He says, we have to take pictures.
We have to take pictures.
Of Statue of Liberty.
Yes, I wanted to get a nice aerial view.
And he goes in around and scaring all these stupid American porches running around in Manhattan.
Yeah. Why? What happened? Why are they?
Because, do you know how many times my with FBI call? And the Department of Homo Security.
Who cares about Fimi, Biora, and Igor?
Listen, bro, I'm not talking about that FBI. I'm talking about Federal Bureau of Investigations, Blair.
Wait, which bureau? Brooklyn, Bronx, Queens?
Look, all I know is you and your stupid plan had to go fly up in the Statue of Liberty's pussy. And now we're in trouble, bro.
Ever since I saw that game, the Tapped Grand Auto, I always wanted to get up close and personal with the Statue of Liberty.
Oh,
What did you just say? Grand Theft Auto, not Theft Grand Plane, blyad.
No, you can get
you
helicopter.
Get
you can get Bora. Remember when I got that helicopter? Bora? No, I know nothing about helicopter. I'm still confused about Heda.
Heda, go around.
She said she on the table. I feel nothing.
Heda, do me a favor, please. Listening? Talk to me.
Yes.
Take that thing out of your mouth for 10 seconds, please.
Yeah.
I want you to get up from underneath the console, please. Go around table.
I'm so fat. It takes me at least 10 minutes to stand up.
Do it for me.
Roll
okay.
Over here.
Go under where Boria is sitting and okay. Give him a good time.
Except my cocleta.
I allow it, Heda.
Does anybody have some sour cream?
I have sour cream. I have not masturbated in 3 weeks.
Heda
my cream is very sour.
But you don't understand, Boria. Heda likes to dip. Heda likes to dip. It has to be on the outside, not the inside.
Well, she can make it on outside. And I do not have to clean it up. We can leave it. I hear Darren, he likes to leave it on his stomach or on his walls.
Darren is dirty.
Pure word.
Darren, I'm still on the walls. We
look
can
around.
That.
Heda, sniff it out.
I will use my sour cream radar.
Heda. Hold on, let's employ that radar. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I think we found something. What's that white blip on the screen there?
How you say, pop goes the diesel?
Heda, hold on. I have my ultraviolet scanner.
Oh, hold on 1 second. I'm getting telephone call. Alo? Papa, how are you? What? Saxophone? On the train? Oh, trumpet! Yeah, how's it going?
Papa. I'm sorry I turned your trumpet into a prattle.
Papa? Oh, let's get you on the air.
Ooh, Papa.
Ooh.
Oh, you don't sound so good.
No, it is a wonderful world. It is a good world.
It's not like... It's me, bro.
Sasha, how come you don't come and sing It's Wonderful World
Papa,
with me on the train?
To be honest with you...
I have entire setup.
You embarrass me. I go in the plane, I see you, I go in the other car, man. You know what I mean?
Why? But I do such good performance. 12 hours a day. I work hard to bring you home the kielbasa.
Well...
And this is the secure, Sasha! Where is your brother? Where is your brother, Misha?
Misha, talk to this fucking old bastard.
Papa, calm down, bro. Calm down, all right? We like the heavy metal. Why don't you cover the Metallica?
Oh, you cannot play the Metallica with the trumpet?
I agree with Papa. Actually, don't play any fucking Metallica. No one likes
He never met Alex Skolniki?
Heda, what do you know about Alex Skolnick?
Him and 9 other billion people in the planet Earth never
I
heard of
him. I see him in the Brighton Beach always.
I heard he was half selling out international foods. Inside York.
But bro, you know I was watching...
Oh wait, we hang up on Papa.
Nah, he's gone. I hang up on him. He did get a heart attack.
Fuck him. We need to get him in nursing home.
Yeah, seriously. He doesn't let go of that trumpet. It's getting really annoying.
I found this place. It's great. They give you a pirushki 3 times a day. He'll love it. We don't even have to think about him anymore.
But, bro, you know, when I had my plane, I had a secret.
Sure.
I didn't want to say anything, but I feel like I have to say something. When I had my plane, I didn't just go to the Statues of the Liberty.
What?
I flew a little further down south. I went to the Mexico because...
Wait. Why would you go there?
Well, I was on the internet on the J-date, and it had one...
I always thought you used R-date.
On the J-date?
You should only use R-date.
I really like to freak the bixes out. When the
J-date that he is speaking of is Renia-date.
Yes, of course. My friend Zhenya, he acquires a bunch of ladies in Mexico.
And I went on there, I looked at the nail tubs of all the ladies. And I found a concubine to have as a sex with. So I flew down to the Mexico. And remember how I was sick?
No.
Well, I think it is that oink oink flu or whatever they say. What is they call it?
Svinia.
The Svinia flu, yes. I think I am patient zero. I am patient null.
Sterilize! Get me out of here!
I am okay now. I drank lots of vodka to clear it out of my system. I want to say to America, I am so sorry.
So you're telling me that this swine flu epidemic came from one of your fat bixes that you brought here from Mexico?
Yes, a concubine. Her name is Maria.
And you're telling me that your fucking around with these Mexican girls is killing off American porches?
Yeah, you know, no big deal.
High five, bro!
Oh!
I love it. I don't know what to do now. That's usually when we stop acting.
I mean,
when that music comes on.
I'm just dancing to it now.
Oh, look at Bora.
Bora, you are.
Macarena over
there. I feel it. I am feeling it.
Everybody Macarena.
So, Bora, what do you have scheduled for us in the next couple months?
You are going on tour of Midwest of America.
What?
It is same after fact in 1980s. It ended in Branson, Missouri.
I see a problem with this tour. Where are we going to get a bus that will fit this fat bitch, Heather Giverwich?
Yes.
She gets
you
her own
bus. You need something like a plow.
Will you pull the fucking plow, you fucking fat bixer?
Pull your plow, bixer!
She gets bus with me.
Only if you rub my joint.
I don't see how she can be in bus with you when she's pulling plow and sucking bujanina. This is a conflict.
Bro, I just realized something. Where is our vodka?
Bitch, you are free, bitch. Why don't you get the vodka for us? You're sitting here doing nothing. Go.
Yes.
Kick her in the butt, Misha.
Get the vodka, blood.
Now.
Miss, you get vodka? Miss?
What kind of toes you have? Let me see this.
Miss, I like toes. I like the first toes. I like the second.
Here, bro, check this bitch's foot out.
Miss, can I put 3 fingers in your jopa?
Jopa means, you know, a little booty action. I don't know.
It's under the tussie.
Yes, we listen to live cast.
We are big fans of yours.
Research.
What the... So...
Anyway, bro, I have a little cure. I think we should get out of here and get to know the Jenny. I like it.
We're going to start the new year date.
We're going to date this year.
Except it's going to be like Je to fuck.
And now, another tip for avoiding swine flu from Mrs. Civitelli.
You want to know how to stop the spread of swine flu? Stop picking your ass all day long! You know every disgusting thing that I see? Ugh, I went out to a delicatessen. It's a shonda what I see there. I'm waiting to pay my bill. So coming straight out of the bathroom with fecal matter on their hands, and they're taking the friggin' mints out. What do you think's gonna happen? You disgusting, filthy, fachakta schmucks!
The opposite of a mitzvah is a shanda for all you goyim in the audience.
Welcome back, Rob.
Man, those Russian guys are loud.
It smells like cologne in here now. It's strong.
Jenny, why didn't you leave with us? We were giving you the signal, like, get out of here.
She wanted to have affection showered on her by being called a bitch and forced to get vodka.
Turning me on. I just had some people watching.
Yeah, Borel was doing the Macarena in here.
Why do I have sour cream all over my chair?
I think that's where that Heta chick was sitting.
Yeah.
Good kind of sour cream, though, so it's all right.
That was one of the two chairs she was sitting in and under. She loves the bujanina, that chick. So we're winding down the show now.
coming to the conclusion. We keep getting a call from somebody who keeps hanging up, but that's a pretty shitty prank.
There were two calls.
Yeah, you gotta be like, yeah.
You gotta say something before you hang up.
Your refrigerator
running. Give us like a Baba Booey.
You know who it is?
Who is it?
It's Alex Skolnick. He heard that there was a really good metal podcast and he wanted to call in, but every time he calls, all of a sudden we make another Alex Skolnick joke.
Yeah, you just did it again.
Fucks. It's like they know it's me.
Good going, Sid. You just did it again.
Good. Fuck you and your shitty music.
Listen.
Whoa.
Put the jazz bass down.
Give us a call.
He actually plays the guitar.
Well, it sounds like a jazz bass. That's how terrible he is.
Maybe it's just his ears.
646. Yes, it's my ears.
646-929-1357.
Call us, Alex. Alex,
call us. Some of us will be really nice
Say
to
it
you.
Sexually, Noah. Maybe he'll call that.
Yeah.
No, I'm too stoned to do that right now.
Whoa, Noah. Don't talk about that on the air.
What, weed?
No, because
that's
I'm
like
from the Middle East. You guys have been throwing stones at me all freaking
out.
Get it?
That's a joke.
That's a pun. Mm. What's that?
It's Tremont, yeah.
Way to take a faggoty song and make it faggotier. Good job.
To coin a phrase.
It's like faggoty and faggoty
and. For the year.
Oh. Oh.
Fart in your pants.
This is like the soundtrack to an abortion.
Yeah, sure.
No, a Cannibal Corpse would be the soundtrack
no.
to abortion.
She's upset enough. This is like what to play when someone gently weeps.
Oh, you mean literally?
Yes,
like,
yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I can see that. I just had an abortion in my pants.
There's
this is,
blood
we
everywhere.
We want to bring a life into a world where this kind of music is played.
Are you saying this is on the Best of Planned Parenthood Volume 1?
Yes.
Now that's what
Kill
I call
baby.
Fetus.
Kill your baby. It might grow up to be Alex Skolnick, too.
Oh, wow.
Kill your baby first.
That's terrible.
Now, I have to ask you a question. Alex Skolnick or Cynic? You have to pick one.
One to kill or one to...
One that you dislike less.
What's Alex Skolnick's original band, Testament?
Testament.
Let me hear a Testament song. Let me hear the best Testament song. This is going to decide it. Because I really am not super familiar with them, but give me something right now and I'll tell you. I don't want to judge them based on this side project garbage.
Play DNR. That's one of my favorites.
Then definitely don't play that.
Yeah.
No, not that it's bad, but...
Oh, wait, wait.
I have a call.
Extreme taste in music.
Alex Skolnick, is this you?
Hello, Alex.
Caller.
You're on the air.
631.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
631 Long Island, right? Hello?
Hello?
What's up?
Yeah.
Who is this?
Yeah.
Is this Alex Skolnick?
Yeah.
Hi, Alex.
I'm requesting royalties for my song being used on your show.
All right, we'll give you 10% of everything we made off of it.
Yeah. I want financial payback for having to listen to your song. How about that, buddy? Punitive damages.
I think Sid wants to kick your ass, Alex.
Yeah.
Alex, we're behind which restaurant will we be playing tonight? Alex, are you waxing your trumpet to play on the Q train later?
The Westbury Music Fair, are you going to be there? Opening for Weird Al, perhaps?
No, I meant, do you have any plugs, like, in your house? Like, do you have anything you can plug in?
Is your refrigerator running, Mr. Skolnick? We're concerned. I don't know how you get, do you have a generator hooked up to your trailer? Is that how it works? I still haven't heard a Testament song. I'm still waiting, but it's funny to make fun of anyway.
We're laughing too hard.
This could be anyone, but it happens to be Alex Skolnick.
We'll be doing Testament pantomime next week on the corner.
Oh, all my Testament songs are not found.
YouTube.
Wait, I found the Testament.
So really, who is this?
Who is this?
Yeah.
Hello?
Who are you?
Are you going to MDS?
What?
Maryland Death Fest.
Yes, we are going to Maryland Death Fest.
Really?
Yes.
Do you have 3-day passes?
Yeah, we will be at all 3 days. We will be taping it.
Do you want to give me your passes?
You need all of them? Don't you just want one?
Look,
that'd be so fucking greedy, man.
Alex, you got to call Chuck Billy. That shit.
Hey, well, you got to get your whole band in.
We can't help you.
Chuck Billy actually just died in a knife fight with Dave Mustaine. So,
oh, really? The both of them died?
Well, no. Dave Mustaine, he was, I don't know. I don't know where he is.
That's good for Alex Skolnick, because maybe he'll get some of that, like, post-mortem, you know, like...
Find me a picture of Alex Skolnick.
You know who he looks like?
Pat Schneider from One Day at a Time.
No. That, now, see, I ruined the joke, because there's a guy, it's in my head, and I can't think of the guy's name. But it's really, like, you'd laugh if you saw it. He looks exactly... They see if you can figure it out. He looks exactly like someone famous.
Harry Hamlin?
A little, but that's not who I was thinking of.
Who sang Putting on the Ritz?
No, that's what his music is. Maybe you should play that Putting on the Ritz just for people who don't know.
Oh, Taco.
When you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion fits? Putting on the Ritz.
Is that
original uncensored version?
Oh, my God. There's a censored version. What'd they take out? It took out the part
they
where
took out all the AIDS.
It took out the part where Alex Skolnick begs for change.
Ironically, when Alex Skolnick wants to put on the ribs, he has a taco. That's as good as it gets for him.
He puts a little slice of cheese on a ribs cracker.
Taco did die of AIDS, didn't he?
I didn't know. I thought Taco was a group. I didn't know it was a gay guy. I liked the song when I was a kid. Do I have homo tendency?
No, I liked it too when I was a kid.
Yeah, no, the song was great.
But it's a cover of a real song.
Yeah, by Fred Astaire or something.
Yeah. Noah just gave us the 5 minutes.
Oh, God. You know, I could have just said it.
Yeah.
Caller.
No, it's funny if Caller. You do what? That and we say it. It's not funny if you just say it.
Caller.
Yeah.
What's your name, caller?
Jeff.
Yeah.
Jeff. Where are you calling from, Jeff?
It's actually Ryan.
From where?
You said it's actually Ryan.
Oh.
He's fantastic. I don't know who he is, but I love this guy.
How much glue have you sniffed tonight, Jeff Ryan?
I've actually been smoking PCP, so.
For real? Are you
being serious? What's it like?
Are you in an episode of Starsky and Hutch? Welcome to 1983.
Yeah, where do you get
PCP? Well,
you got some angel dust.
He has a DeLorean.
Where are you getting PCP, Ryan Jeff?
I actually don't know. It was like this like 10-foot tall black man. I'm actually lost in the woods right now. There's like wolves chasing me.
Are there real wolves chasing you, or do you think there are wolves chasing you?
It's teen wolves
chasing
them. Dude,
you're just freaking out.
There's wolves made of PCP in the woods.
We should be responsible and take them down right now.
How old are you?
Me?
Yes.
I'm 36.
What about the guy standing behind you? How old is he?
Don't look right now.
It's okay. He's a nice guy. He's a nice guy.
Don't make any sudden movements. He's looking at you.
Wait, he just called me. He said you smell very nice.
Who?
You smell nice. You, Ryan, you smell nice.
Jeff
I called you and said that I smell nice?
No, the guy. The guy standing behind you called me.
Alex Skolnick is standing behind me?
Yeah. Yes, Alex Skolnick is right behind you, and he said you smell very, very nice.
He wanted to find the last living Alex Skolnick fan. So that's why he's like, oh, there you are. All right, now you can go on.
So, how do you ingest PCP into your system?
I smoke it.
Yeah. where did you get it, though? Really, when you
get this door with the key.
I told you a 10-foot-tall black man.
But, like, do you know the guy, or he just came up and handed you PCP?
No, actually, he broke into my house, and I was like...
Did you have to lick his toes to get some?
Are you, like, in your house now, or are you out really in the woods? Where are you?
I'm really out in the woods.
Is there woods around your house?
No, I actually forgot where I live.
Jesus. If anyone out there knows Jeff Ryan and, like, where he lives, let's pick him up. Dude. How far are you from your house? I'm worried about this guy, man. I swear to God. I'm worried.
Be okay. We only have 3 minutes to get you back to safety because we're about to go off the air.
Guys, I just looked up the number. The call is coming from inside the studio.
What?
Thank you, Verizon. You saved our lives. Hey, can I have some PCP? Come out of the bathroom. Noah, why'd you paint the bathroom like the woods again?
That's not paint, my friend.
All right, Jeff Ryan, thank you very much for making the last 15.
Yes.
Have
a very
safe
memorable
trip,
one.
Really? Literally?
Yes.
Call in next week, please.
And let's get out of here. Let's close out the show with the final Mrs. Divot. Yeah, we understand that, Blog Talk Radio lady. Here's the last one.
And now, another tip on avoiding swine flu from Mrs. Divitelli.
I think we all know the real cause of the swine flu is the swine. You know that for the last 8 years, you didn't hear one single goddamn thing about swine flu. And then January 20th, this Muslim Nazi communist takes office. Everyone's dropping dead from intestinal seizures and swine flu and a chachdeneben and blachduleben. Nobody knows what the hell's going on anymore. I give up. And you know something else? Swine flu's not the only thing this son of a bitch pulled, this little Muslim Nazi. 11! Barack did 9-11. Hey, where you taking me? Get off! It's a Muslim death camp. They're taking me to a Muslim death camp because I'm Jewish. This is the end. Everyone righteous said it is. Righteous said they won't help. They're all in on it. Oh, my God, the black helicopter. See? They're black. They knew it all along.